1,000 square acres of some fairly radical entertainment, but right smack dab in the middle of it, they put together a coaster that I think is the most extreme experience in terms of entertainment, but I believe it's not going to be able to be duplicated, and that is DEF CON 1. And
all right, DEF CON 1. This is the coaster you guys, and I know that you had emailed me. You're very excited about this. So you guys wrote it this past weekend?
Wrote it this past weekend. Came off of that thing like to set me free. Now to just illustrate DEF CON 1, it means Defense Condition 1. And that in the war room is what they call it.
Yeah, I know. DEF CON 1 in the war room is considered to be the highest state of defense emergency.
Yeah, the highest state of what the country wanna gonna be in when they're gonna be attacked. Okay? Now, DEF CON 1...
Now, this is the roller coaster we're talking about.
At Jubilee Park, right. DEF CON 1 starts out... I gotta tell you something. When I came up on this thing, man, the people from the press office at Jubilee Park met us and took us on over there. This dude was fairly buttoned down, dude, and, you know, I'm not into that. And we were fairly radical-looking dudes from California, and I go, you know, whatever, you know. So the dude takes us over to DEF CON 1. You gotta understand that this is a coaster that takes, I think, a little bit of agility. First of all, we're talking gravity boots.
All right, now I have to break in a couple of minutes, so if you can cut to the chase on some of this stuff.
All right, yeah. They hang you upside down, okay?
You're kidding.
No seats. You are hung upside down by gravity boots attached to a track, overhead track. So what was pioneered out at Magic Mountain with an overhead track with a Batman ride has now been further enhanced. Overhead track, you're locked into gravity boots, so you're hanging upside down. You take off, 100-foot incline on aluminum rails, then they send you down 50 feet, going at 50 miles an hour. Now, hang on to your hat, because here comes probably the most righteous experience that I've ever had on a roller coaster. You're heading down 50 feet upside down on gravity boots toward a lake. There's a big body.
You're upside down at 50 miles an hour?
Absolutely. I'm telling you, it's the most radical thing I ever not seen in my life. You're heading down toward a lake, and you do not hit the lake. What they do is they just skim the top of your head and your hands. Because what's happening, Phil, you got to understand, is you're dangling, okay? You're dangling, okay? And you're dangling, okay? And you're dangling.
Yeah, you're dangling from the thing.
You're dangling from the thing, and you're going out at 50 foot, man. And your head skims across the top of this lake. Now, because of the air, how the force of the air in front of what your head is, you don't actually, your head's not really getting messed up by the water or nothing, because at 50 miles an hour, your head could get messed up. But you're skimming your head on the lake, then it takes you back on a, theoretical, you can grab a fish or whatever you want to do out of the thing. But
all right, I got to take a break. So you're sent upside down on these gravity boots.
Upside down. And
then you go down 50 feet and your head's skimming water.
Head's skimming water. Now they take you back up another 50-foot incline and then back down again doing 50 miles an hour. Now check this out. The track releases you, okay? And you are airborne for a good 4 seconds.